So you're a fair amount of the way along. How many data centers are you looking at closing, and how many of them have you done so far?
We are tracking 43 different facilities. We expect to reduce that down to 7 or maybe even a little further south than that ultimately, but 7 is the target goal we've got in place.
When you started with your plan, what did you not anticipate that you ran across and that in hindsight you're saying we could have done that a little differently?
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say we didn't anticipate it, but I think these things always take a little longer than we would like them to. Making sure you've got all the component pieces in place. When you put a plan together, once it hits the light of day, you've always got to adjust. So I wouldn't say we didn't anticipate it, but I'd say maybe the time horizon that we would have liked to have seen it done in is a little longer than any of us would like it to be.
Allowing a little more time, though, would it have affected the way the end result that you got, or would it have just... It made for a more realistic deadline?
I think that's it. It's the latter, a more realistic timeline to get this done. We started in earnest probably about 18 months ago, and we've been very successful to date, and we'll close 10 more data centers by the end of the calendar year. And I think, as I said, we're making good progress, but you never know what's out on the horizon that you're not expecting, that just probably takes a little more time than any of us would like it to be. So, I think we would have liked to have thought that in 36 months we'd be in a solid place, and now with the direction from OMB and looking at it, we're aiming towards 2015 ultimately. I think we'll still be able to get maybe a little more done earlier than that, but just time overall I think is something that's working against us.
How did you decide either which ones you could definitely close or which ones you definitely needed to keep?
We have had a long tradition of having, fairly high level set of maturity around our data center offering. So we had an anchor facility or two that we were building around. And as we began to look at what ultimately do we need, there came to be some more business specific anchors that we wanted to focus in, such as geospatial is one of the names of or one of the centers that we were naming. And also, cloud was starting to mature, so we see commercial offerings being a part of our end-to-end suite of services. So that's what's in that number, is you've got our anchor facilities in Kansas City, St. Louis, Denver, and our geospatial one. And on top of that, we see a couple of cloud commercial facilities being in that overall 7 number.
Mm-hmm. As you look at how cloud's affected this process, has the cloud technology matured a lot faster than you expected to really affect the plan that you laid out, or has that fit with the timeline that you set out early on?
I think we're still looking at different areas of maturity in cloud. I mean, I think there's still, when you start at infrastructure as a service, pretty mature, been out there for a while. And then you go to the other end, software as a service. While there have been those types of offerings for many, many years now, cloud is informing that space and changing it. And I like to call that the Wild West, because you just don't know what's coming at you. Somebody gets a great idea. In the past, they'd have to stand up a garage-based server, get the product to market, and then you'd figure out how you put it into your data center. Now, I think those entrepreneurs that are out there are already having that in a cloud offering. They've partnered with somebody, so that spins up very quickly to market. So we're going to have to watch that. So I think there's differences in where you enter the spectrum. I keep saying that again and again. It's what point are you entering it? So cloud, it really is an opportunity, and it's changing rapidly still. And I think it's different parts of it that are mature that we've already leveraged, and those that are maturing, at a lesser rate, but moving even more rapidly and dynamically, are the ones we're watching and trying to figure out how do we leverage that. So it's always changing. I mean, if you look at the facilities themselves, a data center that was built 12 months ago versus one that's being built today, they're demonstrably different in that short amount of time. So the space is changing pretty rapidly.
Christopher Smith, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Agriculture, thanks for being on to talk about your effort.